This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Sometimes a glass of wine can be just the thing to settle your nerves on a long flight. Now, one airline has brought in an expert to make sure they offer the best wine flights. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Low-cost airline JetBlue might not seem like the most likely candidate to start taking in-flight wine more seriously, but they're hoping that a top-notch selection will bolster their new premium service. Noted wine writer John Bonnet has been hired as the company's in-house wine authority, and creating a first-class cellar in the sky is not without its challenges. The first hurdle that Bonnet and JetBlue faced was cost. Traveling by air can be expensive enough without wine surcharges, so airlines typically try to save a few dollars by buying unsold wine from larger distributors. Bonnet had the idea of approaching smaller wineries instead, cutting out the middleman to ensure great wine at a reasonable price. But that's not the only consideration to be made. Your taste buds function differently at altitude, so many wines lose their wow in the clear blue yonder. Accordingly, Bonnet told Fortune magazine that he would be avoiding subtler wines, adding that despite the fact that things taste different as you soar through the clouds, a really good wine is still going to taste pretty good. The challenge is, what pairs with peanuts? It's been a long time since my last airline meal. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.